Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We just want to just thank you, Lord, for your worship, Lord God, for the ability to just worship you and just praise you and magnify your name, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, for this time that you've given us, that you've appointed for us, God, to get in your presence, God, to press into your presence, to show you how valuable you are to us, God, show you how awesome you are to us, how magnificent you are to us, God. And we thank you, Father, that tonight we can say our worship is for real, Father. The reason that we worship, the reason that we praise, the reason that we move, we live, it's for real, Father. You know, for you are real, God. You are real, God. You are an awesome, magnificent, and wonderful God. I saw something the other day that said, I believe in the Big Bang Theory. God said, let there be light, and that was a bang. You know, you're just so awesome. You're just so magnificent. You're just so wonderful. And for this we praise you. For this we worship. For this we magnify your name. Father, we just give honor to you, God, for tonight. This is what it's all about. It's all about you. It's not about anybody else. It's not about us, God. It's all about you and your glory. It's all about what we're here for. We're here to praise you. We weren't sitting here. You said, let everything have breath. Praise you, the Lord. When we realize our assignment is to praise you, our assignment is to give you glory. When we look at the things, the reason why we're here, oh, Father, as representatives, God, of who you are, we just thank you, Father. And it makes the worship real tonight. It makes my worship real tonight. It makes my worship real tonight, God. And I just want to just thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. I don't know where you are and what you're feeling right now, but just tell them thank you. Wherever you are, just if you got breath in your body and activity of your limbs and, you know, fresh blood, you know, run more through your veins and, you know, you just tell them thank you. I don't care what you've been going through. I don't care what you're feeling, but you got a lot more than somebody else. Tell them thank you. Let you say, you don't know my story. I don't know your story. You don't know my story, but I tell you what. We can come together and have some true worship with God and say, God, you know the story. God, you know my story. You know what I've been through. You know what I'm going through. You know what I'm trying to get to. God, you know the story. And you're the glory behind the story, God. So my worship is for real, Father. My worship is for real. I look at my mother. She put 3 sons in the ground. Yet she still continued to go on and run on and run on and run on. I'm talking about my worship is for real. See, you don't understand. You don't know the story. Like I said, you don't know my story. You don't know what I had to do just to get to this place today. But my worship is for real, you know. Even on this week, my son was dealing with ailments in his body, but to see him now with so much life in him, my worship is for real. Lord, I thank you. Even in business deals, not going the way it's supposed to go, but Lord, I thank you. My wife and myself, God, Lord, I thank you. Lord, that's a reason to worship. Lord, I just praise your name and worship your name and magnify your name. I glorify your name. I don't know about you, God, but it's a reason to just worship him. It's a reason to just fall in love with him. It's a reason to like you say, you've been shut in and hey, enjoy that they're about to open everything up tomorrow, but God said doors for a reason. It's a reason to just begin to just worship. Get into your secret place and just worship. Get into your place and just begin to praise him. Just begin to thank him. Just begin to just love on him and let him love on you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I magnify your name. Lord, you're so awesome. You're a mighty counselor. You're a wonderful God. You're the Rose of Sharon. You're the Balm in Gilead. You're Jehovah Jireh, my provider. You're Jehovah Rapha, my healer. God, you're Jehovah Nisi, my banner, my victory. Just begin to talk to him. Lord, hallelujah. You're my daddy. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, my savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're the great I am that I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The bright and morning star. Hallelujah. The Alpha, the Omega, the Lion of Judah. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're all I need. You're all I need. Let me say, I need thee, oh, I need thee, because you're all I need. Tell me all I need, Lord. And I thank you for it right now. I thank you for life that's become. Thank you for the things we take for granted, hot and cold, clean, running water. Thank you for a real floor, Father. Thank you for a roof over my head, clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. Thank you, Lord God. For the things that they're going crazy for, God, thank you for a roll of toilet tissue, a bottle of water, stuff that we take for granted, God, now. Then we realize that when it's in jeopardy, when they give us rations, Father, because the things that we took for granted so much, God, just to be able to pick up a Bible and read it. Some people, if they pick up a Bible, their life is in jeopardy. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you. We can't thank you enough. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise you enough. If I had 10,000, I couldn't lift them up enough. But I just want to tell you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For being so good, Father. For being so faithful when we've been so faithless. You say, oh, you have a little faith. You say, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faithfulness, sir? Man, God, man, thank you for being faithful. I just thank you. Next question here, be none other than my Queen Evans Maria Flynn, from this word of inspiration. Prepare your hearts to receive a mighty word from God.
Let's continue to thank him on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We worship you and we glorify your name. You're worthy to be praised, God. We just thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for all that you've done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a question for you on tonight. And the question is there anything too big for God? Is there anything too big for God? Hallelujah. The answer is no. There's nothing too big for God. For whatever you're thinking of and whatever may be on your mind, concerns, worries, there's nothing too big for our God. Hallelujah. And that's why I worship him and that's why I serve him, because God is mighty, 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 mighty. And my husband and I, we've been doing these devotions in the morning, and one is saying on praising God and just spending, the first thing that you do should be to spend time with God and to let him know and to praise him and to give him that time that is due. And I've just learned that in praising him that we need to just let him know how good he is, not give him lip service on what we need and, you know, I need this and I need you to do this, but just to let him know, God, I love you. God, I worship you. Lord, I adore you because you're just such a good, good God, and you're God all alone. Just to spend that time with him and to say thank you for another day, yet another day that you woke us up, yet another day that we're able to walk and talk and to hear, to taste, those senses that we have to taste, hallelujah. You don't know how much we take things for granted. Like Pastor was saying that our son was sick on this week, and we called in and did a video with the doctor, and he has some of those signs of the virus. But I rebuked that, and I told the doctor no, because when I went in the beginning and took my oil that was anointed and prayed over and went outside and anointed my doorpost, there was no plague that could come in here. So there was no way that virus could come in here. The virus, the plague, nothing could come in this house because it was already done with before he even tried to enter, because I said there's nothing unlike you, God, that's going to be able to come in this house, into this home, into my family, into my husband, into my children. So we thank God because, of course, he had a fever that first day, but that next morning that fever was broken. Hallelujah. And I had prayer warriors on it immediately. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So my worship is for real. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for your saving grace. I thank you, Lord God, for your healing. Glory to God. Instantly, the next day, the fever was gone. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And today he's trying to eat everything. Hallelujah. He was throwing up everything, couldn't keep anything down, couldn't drink anything without bringing it back up. Hallelujah. But I tell you, thank God for your healing, God. Had breakfast, had dinner, and still holding things down. And I thank you, Lord God. Holy Ghost, you are welcome. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for each and every person on this line tonight. I thank you, Lord God. hallelujah, for yet another Thursday to hear such an awesome word that God is going to bring forth. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And he's saying on tonight, keep your eyes on me, not only for direction, but also for empowerment. I never lead you to do something without equipping you for the task. That is why it's so important to seek my will in everything you do. There are many burnout Christians who think more is better, who deem it unspiritually to say no. In order to know my will, you must spend time with me, enjoying my presence. This is not a onerous task, but a delightful privilege. I will show you the path of life. In my presence is fullness of joy. At my right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. We have three scriptures on tonight. The first one coming from Psalms 141 and 8. But my eyes are fixed on you, O sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. Isaiah 48 and 17. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. Psalm 16 and 11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Praise God. We just thank God for the word on tonight. Let's get our hearts open and ready to receive what God has for us, that this word is going to be just what you needed on tonight. Hallelujah. And receive it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord for the strength and the words, inspiration, and the fact that she just continued to just let God know that she just trusts him, she believes him, she thanks him, she took him at his word, and there's a reason behind the worship. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you on tonight, Father. We thank you, Father, as we decrease, that you increase, that your Holy Spirit take complete control, Father. Let it be all of you and none of me. Holy Spirit, I need you right now. I need you to help me to come forth. You got to come through me and like only you can. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Let it be no flesh, God, but all spirit. And those that need it, God, be receiving it, God. And don't take for granted, Father, anybody on this line, God, that needs you, Father, that they'll receive just what you have planted inside of me to deliver, Father, on tonight. God, I give honor to the suggested store and love the Queen Evangelist Tammy Store, God, for this blog talk. And I give honor to him, God, for pressing me and pushing me, Father, to continue to do this blog talk. I kept pressing and he kept pushing me, Father, and now we at a place. Where we are right now, same as this message tonight. It's so ironic. But start in Matthew 13. And we're going to go into Jesus teaches in parables. Matthew 13, he said, that same day Jesus went out of the house and was sitting beside the sea of Galilee. With such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, positioning himself as a teacher. While the whole crowd stood on the shore, he told them many things in parables, saying, listen carefully. A sower went out to sow seed in his field, and as he sowed some seed, fell beside the road between the fields, and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and at once they sprang up because they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and thorns came up and took them out. Other seed fell on good soil and yielded grain, some 100 times as much as was sown, some 60 times as much, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear and heed my words. Father God, we just thank you right now, Father. We praise you right now. We talk about seeds, and we talk about trees, and we talk about brokenness. And I just want to talk about tonight, just breaking up the ground. We always talk about we sow seeds, and people think about the seed. But God said, it's not about the seed, it's about the ground. Tonight he said, it's about the ground and preparing the ground. You know, they say, go get the soil together and break up the fallow ground. I got a tree. I had a man come out the other day, I think it was Tuesday, and a tree man came out, look at the house and look at the trees, and Adam took the tree he was cutting down. There's another tree he was going to cut down, and he was like, this is the tree that's dead. He went and pulled the spot from up under the tree. He was like, this is the heart of the tree. He was like, there's no reason my foot's supposed to be able to go under the tree like that. So when you look at these different things like that, how the tree has died, right? And so we're looking at how the ground is set And you look at the hearts. I just want to look at how the ground has been prepared. Even now, how the ground has been prepared for us to have fear with this COVID-19 and the 5G radiation and everything's going on. Everybody has moved in so much a spirit of fear, and the ground has been prepared. The atmosphere has been set. They plowed up the ground. Let's look at Hosea, right? And I'm going to come back. I'm going to bring it back. Hosea 10, verse 12 says, sow for yourselves righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord, for he comes and rains righteousness on you. Break up your fallow ground. That's what I'm saying. Tonight it's time to break up the fallow ground. You're saying, brother, how do I break up the fallow ground? It told you in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that my people, when I call by my name, will humble themselves. So the first step to break up our fallow ground is to humble ourselves. And how do I humble myself? How do I come into a spirit of humility? How do I yield myself to God? First, I got to eliminate the spirit of pride and know that who I am and whose I am because of who I am. I got to know, hey, God, I can't do this without you. I got to realize that I got to come up under the anointing of God. David was so humble to God. He said to Goliath, he didn't say, Goliath, I got these five smooth stones and I got this slingshot. And I'm like, he said, what I'm going to do is, under the Almighty God, we're going to have our business. He knew it wasn't about him. We got so many people that think it's about them. The dude come over, they want to say that God had nothing to do with the turnaround or the minimum of drama in New York. You know, how are you going to take God's glory? That's what Satan's problem was. Now that's how pride came in from the very beginning. Thank God for being here in his repentance. I remember in 2000, they had an interview on him, and they said, who does these miracles? Who will perform these miracles? Is it by your hand or is it by God's hand? He said, he didn't know. So we got to humble ourselves. You got to realize that in humbling ourselves and coming up under the name of God, we got to realize that we got to get past from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The pride of life is our resources. Look at my big house. Look at my big car. Look at my job. Guess what now? We all in lockdown. I don't care if you got a Pinto or a Porsche. It really don't matter. It's all in the garage. I don't care if you live in a mansion or a one-bedroom apartment. It don't matter. You might have some more rooms than the other person, but look where you're at. None of that matters no more. You can sing all them songs. Look at them songs they're singing now on TV, trying to entertain themselves. It don't matter until you humble yourself and say, God, you're bigger than this. And you're bigger than me, God. And you're bigger than my reputation. And you're bigger than my attitude. And you're bigger than who I think I am. All the things I thought I was, God, you're way bigger than that. And I'm way smaller. Like Isaiah had to come into the humbling of himself. When Isaiah came to a place where he said, look, God, he said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I'm from a people of unclean lips. You can't, woe is me. And then the cherubim took the coal and put it on his lips. Sometimes you just come up under that fire. The next step to break up the fire, you got to come up under that fire. He said, people will come on there and humble themselves and pray. Right? Humble yourself and pray. How do I break up the fire ground in my heart so that I can receive of the Lord? So I can receive salvation of myself. How do I break up the fire ground in my relationships? How do I break up the fire ground to remove the root of bitterness, the root of hatred, the root of greed, the root of jealousy and envy, the root of lust and immorality? I got to come up under the fire of God, that fire. That's what they said, the Holy Spirit said, Jesus, John the Baptist knew him. He said, the man who come behind me, he going to baptize you with fire and the Holy Spirit, with fire and the Holy Spirit. I got to get up under the fire. See what happens when we miss it. Let's look at Jeremiah 4. I'm coming right back. When we miss it, look at Jeremiah. I'm telling you, man, we got to break up this fallow ground, ladies and gentlemen. Hosea said, break up the fallow ground. He said, listen, Hosea the prophet delivered a message. I'm coming right back to Jeremiah 4. Jeremiah the 4th chapter. We're going to look at the 3rd verse. Hosea the prophet delivered a message to the children of Israel, which is a timeless principle for a revival. a time this comes before revival. He said, sow for yourselves righteousness. Hey, brother, sow for yourselves righteousness. How do I sow for myself righteousness? He said, the sower sow the seed. I'm going to sow for myself righteousness. What did Jesus say? Seek me early while I may be found. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. Time to do what, ladies and gentlemen? Seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. Given by this principle, what are we to do? First, we are to plant in our lives the seeds of righteousness in God's word, which we will harvest by his grace. Seeds of righteousness in God's word. What is God's word? Who been in that book lately? And what has God been telling you lately? Get into the word of God. When you get into the word of God, guess what? You can speak the word of God. But the message we talked about today about speaking life and speaking death. The power of life and death is in your tongue. You're going to either speak life or you're going to speak death. If you don't speak nothing at all, you can't even bear fruit. But you got to speak something. Second, we got to break up any hardness or lack of sensitivity to the Lord that we find in our hearts. Hearts that are hardened toward the Lord cannot receive the seed of God's word and produce a harvest. Third, we have to seek God's face in times of prayer. The result is that God will rain righteousness upon us. God will rain righteousness upon us. The children of Israel have become backslidden, and God used Hosea to call them back by following these principles. Hosea prophesied Israel will be able to be restored. And that's what we're looking at right now. We say America, we say the world, we can be restored if we use these same simple principles. But we got to break up the fallow ground. We're looking at, I know with some of the ministers and different ministries, even with your seed, your financial seed, guess what? We don't even know if the ground good we've been sowing into. We just been sowing. I myself, personally, I learned the hard way. I did a few things a long time ago, sowing in the ministers and thinking this was it, hearing a good message, and then after that, they do a lot of stuff. And that's when I was like, man, I told them, I'm not doing that no more. I sold my mortgage one time into, and that stuff was just punishment. I'm just going to tell you the truth. It was punishment for me because the return didn't come back. It didn't come back 30-fold. It didn't come back 60-fold. It didn't come back 100-fold. It came back 90-fold. And so that's why I had to do some evaluation on, like, man, you got to know the ground. You got to know your ground. And guess what? To know your ground, you got to tend to the ground. Even in Jeremiah 4, the third chapter, chapter 4, verse 3 says, for this is what the Lord says to the men of Judah and to Jerusalem. Plow your uncultivated ground for a season and do not sow among thorns. Then he said, the 4th verse says, circumcise, dedicate, sanctify yourselves to the Lord. And remove the foreskin of your heart, the sins of your heart. Men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, or else my wrath will go forth like fire, consuming all that gets in his way and burning. There will be no one to quench it because of the evil of your acts. Look at what's going on with the evil that men do that's all around us right now. Let's make it personal, though. Let's make it personal with itself. God said maybe there's a plot of land or a place of your life that you've never got around to cultivating. You never got around to planting and harvesting it. It's there, but it's wasted. Perhaps you put out plowing this because this particular piece of land, because it was too difficult. Maybe it was too painful to deal with. Heartache, heartache, heartbreak, loss, shortcomings. And it's like, you know, in the mindset, I can't accomplish this. You know, that spirit of doubt and that spirit of unbelief and those things that came into your life and it came up as thorns and thistles and choked up your dream. It choked up your desire to be what God has called you to be. It choked up even the prophetic anointing that's on your life. It choked up even the ministry that's in you that to go forth, to bring forth, to win souls. It choked it up because guess what? You didn't make the ground right. You didn't cultivate the ground. So now we got to get to a place where we're cultivating the ground, not for a season. Look what season we're in. We're in the perfect season to cultivate the ground with our tears. And take the time to be still, even tonight, be still, right? when you're off the vlog talk, be still and just go to your place and say, Holy Spirit, remind me of the things or the times when I grieved you, Holy Spirit. Remind me of the times when I didn't yield to you, or I didn't speak when you told me to speak, or I wasn't quiet when you told me to be quiet, or I wasn't still when you told me to be still. Remind me of those times. Bring those to my remembrance so that I can repent for these things and I can make it right. I can get it right. I can get the ground right with my tears, and I can sow the seeds of righteousness, and I can begin to pluck up that which is that, with those thorns and thistles, where those are rocks, and we're on stony ground. I can begin to get the ground right where when the seed goes in, it's going to come forth and bring forth 30, 60, 100 fold. See, I can plant an apple seed and have an apple tree. See, that one seed doesn't bring just one apple. It brings a whole tree. That's what the Bible said. Reproduce a seed after your own kind. I got to get myself in line with you, God, so I'm reproducing seeds that are Christ-like, that are Christ-minded, that are God-fearing, that is loving you. But they can say, my worship is for real. They can say, well, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. And here's the thing. Watch this. We're talking about breaking up the fallow ground. The whole thing was about breaking up to break through. And we had a good word tonight, it'd be break up to break through. And so to get to my breakthrough, to break up, I said with a powerful thought that God take broken people like you and me, or me, to heal broken people like you and me. So he looked at brokenness. It's not to be broken. It's not to be broken. David said, God, restore the joy of my salvation. I'm broken. Look at Moses. Moses was broken. Abram was broken. Joshua was broken. Samuel was broken. Elisha, broken. The list goes on. Look at the disciples. Peter was broken. Paul was a persecutor of the Jews first. Came back and he used them. He was broken. God used them. Look at the history of your man that you're looking at now. Majority of the heroes that you had was men that already spent time in prison, brokenness. You look at a lot of women that are deliverance ministers, are people that have been through something. I had to go through something. I had to go through to get through. I had to have some mess to have a message. I had to have some test to have a testimony. I went through brokenness. And God used his brokenness so it wouldn't be bitterness, to be betterness. So that I can, in my brokenness, in my heartache, in my heartbreak, in my heartache, in this pain, see, once the ground was plucked up and the seed was sown, so you know, we had to beat the ground up a little bit. We beat the ground up to till the land and say, till the land. When you till the land, you're doing some damage to it, but it's breaking it up. It's breaking it up. It's breaking it up. And then you prepare. You water it, some plant, some water, some, and God get the increase. One plant, one water, God get the increase. We're just taking the steps. The key thing right now is just breaking up the uncultivated ground. Once we get the uncultivated ground together, then guess what? We're ready to sow for the seeds. He said, the harvest is plentiful, but what? The laborers are few. Let's look at Hosea 8, right? Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you right now. He said, perhaps you put out plow on this particular piece of land because it's too difficult or too painful. Perhaps you can't envision the fruit and grain that can grow there, so you never bother. But I was told that God is the great vine dresser. He just tends to his garden with so much love. They had a garden even where it was so beautiful. He spoke it into existence. So God can speak your healing into existence. How do you mend a broken heart? Jesus. How do you heal the wounded and the broken? Jesus. So I say, Jehovah Rapha, my healer and the forgiver of my iniquities. Say, if you will break up the additional fallow ground in your life, he will extend and enlarge your fruitfulness. Look at the 7th verse. Hosea 8, verse 7 says, for they sow the wind in evil, and they reap the whirlwind in disaster. The standing grain has no growth. It yields no grain. If it were you to yield, strangers would swallow it up. See, you got to know where you're sowing at. You sowing to the wind, or you sowing it to some fallow ground? He said, they sow the wind, but they sow the wind in evil. And they reap the whirlwind. You know, we're talking about sowing and reaping. Look at, go back to Hosea 10, it said, sow yourselves righteousness and reap in mercy. Them just sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. What do you want to reap? For it said, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. I just need to see our seed. Check on our seed. I want to sow seeds of righteousness so that I can receive, so I can reap mercy. I can reap, I can say, great is your mercy towards me. Or your brand new mercy has every day been extended towards me. Like Mr. Donald Cook is saying, great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies I see. Day after day. I'm trying to tell you, man, brand new mercies, brand new mercies. Lord, I begin to thank you right now, and I praise you, and I worship you for your mercy towards me. I praise you for your grace, God. It's the greatest of mercy, and it's the greatest of grace. Greatest of grace. Hallelujah. And then once you receive it, he told Peter, once you're strengthened, then you go strengthen your brothers. David said, God, once you strengthen me, then I'll go show sinners your way. I'll begin to show transgressors your way. God, once you deliver me, then I'll be one that helps deliver others. But here's the twist to it. Unplowed ground won't let a crop grow. It's hard. Preventing seeds from penetrating, germinating, and growing to maturity. But it won't happen with the unplowed ground. Won't let the crop grow. It won't let the seed of righteousness grow. It won't let the seed of forgiveness grow. It won't let the seed of love grow. Got two more scriptures, and I'm going to be out your way, and I'm just going to pray. Just have this way, because I'm out of the way. Father, it's on you. Lord, I just begin to thank you right now. I can't thank you enough. Listen, we had some, I'm going to give you these 12 firepower prayer drones that we're going to use to just explode and break up the ground. I call them prayer drones. You know, they got drones flying everywhere else, and they're using drones to kill people and do all the other stuff, the drones and stuff like that. But I got some torpedoes, the spiritual torpedoes that we're going to use to break up this ground. The first one says, I break through every barrier of every destiny vacuum, waiting for my occupation, and I occupy my destiny's vacant throne right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Someone say it is written in Matthew 12:29, and then pray this prayer. Therefore, every gate of delay to my destiny's deliverance and breakthrough shatter and scatter to pieces. And I possess my stolen and hoarded possessions from the strong man right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Third one says, every witchcraft strong man occupying and sitting on my destiny's throne, be overthrown now, somersault and die. Right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The fourth one is every stronghold of the enemy in my life. Be uprooted by thunder and fire. Right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The next one is I blast open every prison of bewitchment that is blocking me from enjoying God's exceeding blessings for my life. Right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Six. I walk out of every self-inflicted cage and march triumphantly to occupy my vacant destiny throne right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Here we're going to go. You're the strong man of failure and long-term stagnation. See, you know, we I'm talking about different spirits. You got a different spirit of intimidation. You got a spirit of limitation and spirit of stagnation. All these different strong men and different spirits and principalities have been set up. But hey, we're talking to it. You're the strong man of failure. And long-term stagnation, see, you hindering me from my ground being fallow and puffed up. Playing wasting games with my life. I bind you with punishing fetters of fire and burn you to ashes with firepower drones right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Power to march majestically to my destiny palace. Fall upon me right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every long-term curtain covering my glorious ascendancy to my destiny throne of rulership, catch fire and burn the ashes right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you don't, right now, I want you to lay your right hand on your head and pray this next prophetic prayer with me. Say, you, my destiny, hear the word of the Lord. Enter into your season of majesty and splendor right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Here we go ahead. Every time and year stolen from my life by the devil, be redeemed. Be redeemed. Be redeemed by the priceless purchasing in the blood of Jesus Christ right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And by the power that redeemed the wasted years of Jabez from the hands of the strong man of sorrow and delays, O God, arise and catapult me to my destiny's fulfillment right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we're just going to thank you and praise you and worship you and magnify your holy and righteous name. Isaiah 55 and 6. James 3:16 through 18. And we're going to be at you. Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, we praise you. Isaiah 55 and 6 tells us what, ladies and gentlemen, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him for salvation while he is near. We just talked about in Hosea 10 how we ended it. In Hosea 10 through 12, it said that till he comes. He said, for it is time to do what? Seek the Lord. Till he comes and rains righteousness on you. What time is it? It's time to seek the Lord, your God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek him when? Now. Now is the time to seek him. Why? Because he can be found now. It's going to come a time when you're going to go seeking for him. And they said, you know, they're going to beg for the rocks to die, and they can't die. They fall on them, and they can't. But it's going to be a time when you don't seek for him, and it won't be time. He said, seek me now while I may be found. Call on him now for salvation while he is near. Let the wicked leave behind his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord. This is our season. This is the season to return to God. And he will have compassion. He will have mercy on him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Then he just lets you know how awesome he is. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Then he said, listen, in verse 10, for as the rain and snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth, making it bear and sprout, and providing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void. It will not turn to me useless. It will not turn to me without result, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. And what God is saying, listen, if you come to me now, 2 Corinthians 7:14, my people who call by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. He's saying, listen, you want to do this? I'm giving you the steps. It's simple. Sow for yourselves righteousness, reaping mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. He said, what you've done in verse 13, he said, look, you have plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity, you have plowed it. You sow wickedness and reap iniquity. Now I'm telling you right now to sow righteousness and reap mercy. He said, you're eating the fruit of lies because you trusted in your own way. And the multitude of your mighty men, therefore tumult shall arise among your people, and all your fortresses shall be plundered. I'm trying to tell you, I come to redeem you. He said, I'm your redeemer. I know my redeemer lives. I serve a redeemer, the crimson redeemer, and he's redeemed, and he's brought redemption, and it's in his right hand. Redemption and salvation is in his left hand. Redemption in the right hand, salvation in his left hand. It's there. He's the minister of reconciliation. He said, I come to reconcile you back to myself. But all you got to do is take these simple steps. Sow for yourself righteousness, reap mercy. Seek me while I may be found. Man, it's so simple. He gave you the blueprint. He has given us the blueprint. And then if you break it up, then guess what happens next? here come the breakthrough. There was a lady ministering earlier this week. Her name was Kim Meeker, and she was saying about they got a ranch with horses, and the horses deal with children that are broken. I leave that at us when we started to send out. My brother was murdered. We started sending for kids at risk. And these are children, and they go to work at risk. So that means that you're broken. You're at risk. Most of these kids was crack babies. They were children that their parents was on crack, and you knew that at a certain time of the day they would act out. So you know that was time probably the moms was getting high or whatever. But at certain times they would scream and act out. They had to have medicine, the Ritalin and all that. So we dealt with these kids from ages 3 or 5. And these kids, you know, were from broken homes. And, you know, some kids, that was the only meal they had, they would receive. You know, the cleanliness that we gave them, that's the only time they got those type of things. And the hygiene, it was just, they came from brokenness. And then guess what? It took God to take a broken person, like my mother who had the vision, and then all of us gathered around, that we all were broken because we were broken because we had a loss that left us with a purpose, pain but the purpose. But in the brokenness, then we had to show love. And then that love was extended towards these vessels. Not only was it extended to the children, but it was extended towards their family members and loved ones and in that community. God began to just bless us to bless the communities. And when you look at these things that happened through obedience, you know, my mom became the Pathfinder of the Year. It was a lot of different things, a lot of different accolades and awards that she received just from God saying, in your humility, I'm going to give you some promotions. And, you know, we were right there with, holding our hands up, so we was, you know, got the support. But it was certain children. It was a young man named Antonio, and every time his dad used to bring him to school, his dad used to be a weed smoker. So the kid used to come to class with a contact. And, you know, we had the kids that used to do group therapy with the psychologists. And these kids, you know, they had spirits. They had spirits in them at an early age. And one child had put a butcher knife up to one of the teacher's necks. He was 3 years old. I mean, when you look at brokenness, you know, you got kids that come to school with, man, one of my, I'll never forget it. He came with some bullets. He said, I just picked these up on my way to the bus stop. 3 years old. Another kid was 2 years old named Andrew Durr. And he cut his granddad's wrist off, or something like with a hatchet, 2 years old, and tried to burn the house down. Man, you got to look at this as brokenness at an early age. But when it's broken up, and then you can just begin to deposit the love into this, and deposit the joy, and deposit peace, and deposit the goodness. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, then my soul cried, hallelujah. When you begin to deposit the love of God, when you deposit the joy of the Lord is my strength, when you deposit peace, when you deposit it, say, hey, greater is he is in you than he that's in the world, than that principality that sits over your neighborhood, that sits over your environment, whether it's Leviathan or whether it's the Python spirit or whether it's Jezebel or whether it's whatever those unseen spirits are that are set up as principalities, whether it's those things. You got a greater is he that's in you, young man. You got a greater is he that's in you, young lady. And then you begin to deposit that. You begin to teach them how to pray and teach them how to love. And I remember the young man came, he's still with me to this day. He came with my mama's and went in the church and played the drums. He said, I like this church. I'm going to bring my whole family. That kid brought his whole family to the church from just playing on the drums and being a part of the summer school, the summer camp part of the ministry. So God just used certain things to just begin to birth things and put elements in other people. From him bringing his family, he brought other children, other kids and other families that came and just began to just bring them in. And God began to bless because that's how God does. He said, listen, unless you do it, and you sow the seed after my own kind, then I can't do nothing but multiply. I mean, it was, ladies and gentlemen. Here we're sitting at the ground. Listen to this. We're in James, the 3rd chapter. We're talking about the tongue, too, and that's part of the ground, too. Your tongue, when you speak things of love, things of peace, things of joy, or you speak, hey, that sound can come, different things can come out of that mouth, right? So you got to speak, I must speak life, speak the power of life and death is in your tongue. And you got to understand that that's a part of breaking up that fallow ground, because I can speak it, and I can continue to speak to you, like, oh, what we going to do now? He said, hey, Joseph, that's the man, I don't know what to do, but you know God. And then that's what we got to point to. We got to look to the God, I don't know, but God, I know you know. Here we are right here, verse 11. It said, though the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter, can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either vine, fig? So can no mountain both yield salt water and fresh? Who is a wise man and a dude with knowledge among you? Let him sue out of a good conversation his works of meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. See, if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, you got to break up that fellowship. You got to say, God, give me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me, God. Take this hard and stony heart away from me and give me a heart of flesh so that I can live right, so that I can begin to serve you, God, so that I can begin to love you, God. I can surrender to you. So you got to have that going on just to surrender. But here goes the 13th. Look at this 8. But the wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. You hear that? But every instance, there's confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, then gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. Thank you for giving us a seed, God, of righteousness, to sow into the ground that you allowed us to pluck up and make it fallow and make it cultivated. So, God, that once one plant, another water, you give the increase, God, and it'll come forth 30, 60, 100-fold. God, we sow seeds of righteousness, God. We sow seeds of peace, God. We sow seeds of gentleness and kindness and love, God. We sow seeds of mercy, God, and long-suffering, God. We sow seeds, God, that bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. And now, God, we yield and we wait on the harvest because the ground has been plucked up and it's set. The atmosphere has been set. We give you honor, God. We give you glory. We give you praise. In your son Jesus' name, we pray. Say amen, amen, and amen. Father, we thank you. All right, we're at this place here, huh? Well, you add to or take away from. You know, you're able to speak. Press 1, I can recognize you. You can say what you want to say. You can agree with what you heard. You can add to. You can take away from it. You can give your comment. You can express whatever is on your heart. You can call for your prayer request. Whatever is right now. Okay. If you want me to touch and agree with you in prayer, whatever it is right now, this is the time. Here we go. 5659, your mic is open. You press one, God. I can recognize.
I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, Pastor. I thank God for you and your wife and your family. I thank God for the purity and the meekness and humbleness in which the word was delivered tonight. It was very, very special. It just, you can't be real, and you can't be God's anointing. I thank God for it, and that's all I have to say. I just thank God. God bless you.
Does anyone else want to add to or take away? You just press 1. I can recognize you. Mr. Boswell, your mic is open.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
Oh, I thank God for you. Bless you, Pastor Flint and Lady Flint. This is your brother, man. I just want to tell you, man, to be encouraged. I've been listening tonight. Such a tough time when, you know, it's hard to bring a message. Not necessarily hard, but it's tough bringing a message in lieu of what we face tomorrow. The people don't really know what to do. And the Lord told me they built the hospitals and the graves before they open the building, as if they are anticipating a lot of people being lost. So I'm praying, sir. I'm praying that you said, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he's near. That means there's going to be a time, sir, we're gonna reach out to God, and he's not going to answer. And it seems as though that time is yet upon us now. We're praying. But God said, my will is going to be done concerning these people. So I'm like the young lady that called before my call. All I want to say is, let's pull together, men and women of God. It doesn't matter what your religion is or your denomination. The time has come for us to pull together, seek God, turn from our wicked ways, and fight. Let's fight this good fight of faith. Let's stick together. I want to say I'm encouraging you, Pastor. Be encouraged, sir. I know it's tough, man. It seems like, you know, maybe it seems like you're by yourself. You might be just you and Lady Flint and your family. But you got God. You got these other people that are listening. So we love you, and we appreciate the ministry. Y'all be encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. 1436, your mic is open.
Good afternoon, Pastor Frank. Yeah, Pastor George, sorry. I would listen to your message, and when I heard you were speaking of your son, that when he was sick, and as you look at him now, he's doing a whole lot better. And I can testify to something like that because my grandson was going through something also this week, and he had to go to the hospital twice, and both times we thought it was a shunt. But the last time we went, we found out that it was just some migraines he was having. I don't know why, but he started having migraines. And also, he's been healing my body when I have been sick, when I think I can make a way. And so just to hear the testament of the good things that God have done, and not always the bad things that we have went through. But I just want to say I thank God for you being on the line every Thursday, and those that are not encouraged, that you can give us an encouraging word to not to give up, but move on no matter how bad our situation is. Just keep on trusting in God. As my pastor always said, what you ask them for, you believe that it will happen. And that's what I do. I believe and I have faith. No matter how long it's going to take, I'm going to hold on to it. And it just, he's doing something new every day for us. And I just want everybody to know that y'all just keep holding on to the faith. And no matter how hard it is or how you're going through, just keep trusting in him in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. Holy Spirit, thou art well. Come in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art well. Come in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art well. Come in this place. Hallelujah. I'm so glad tonight that I can sing to him that he is welcome in this place, in spite of everything that's going on around us, the impending storms and the virus and people that's being let loose to go out on tomorrow and mingle. But I'm so thankful, because as we welcome him into this place, into our hearts, into our mind, our spirit, all into this body, hallelujah, that he comes in and he keeps us. And I thank God, hallelujah, because when my son was killed, the Lord had me to look on it as a seed that was being planted, a seed that when it goes into the ground, it dies. And unless that seed dies, it cannot bring forth fruit. The seed just doesn't stay there. It dies. And it begins to bring forth fruit, praise God. And all the children that Pastor Flint was talking about, those were fruit that came up from that seed. And I praise God for it. There have been many children that have gone to college, one even to be an attorney, and others for different jobs, different offices. I praise God for that. Thank him. When Pastor was mentioning David with Goliath, you see, it's the breath of God. It's the word of God that gives us the power when we pray. And David picked up five smooth stones, not because Goliath had four other brothers, that if he killed Goliath, the four brothers were going to get him. Five, the number five means the breath of God. So he took those five stones representing the breath of God, and he spoke the word of God. And that's how he was able to be victorious and take Goliath down with one smooth stone. God wants us to use his word. And Pastor was telling you, plant seeds of love, and it'll come back. It'll come back. Pray for those that despitefully misuse you and abuse you. Pray for those that persecute you. Jesus spoke to us in his word to tell us to do this, and we must forgive. If we would be forgiven, as it is in the Lord's Prayer, to forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. It's also in Mark, the 11th chapter, around maybe the 25th verse. He said, when you stand praying, forgive. If we don't forgive, when we pray, God does not hear our prayers. We cannot come to him with unforgiveness in our heart. So I just want to encourage you to pray seeds of forgiveness, seeds of love, and see how God will move you, even in this time now. For we are praying for God to sever these tornadoes from their power source, that they will not run havoc all through our town. God bless you in Jesus' name. God bless you, son and my daughter. Well, I appreciate you much. For the word is in you. Most of all, God is in both of you. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. We thank God for tonight and all that we've heard on tonight. God is an awesome God. He's an awesome, awesome, awesome God. And before this morning, when we got on, I asked, is there anything too big for our God? So you ask yourself that on tonight. Anything that you're going through, anything that you may feel like, even what it may look like, just ask yourself, is there anything too big for God to handle? Finances may be looking funny, may not be working, your health may feel a way in your body, even in your mind. Even if you don't have peace right now in your mind, let's talk to God and tell him there is nothing too big for you, Lord. So right now, God, I give you any issue that I may have, my finances, I'm going to give to you. If your children not acting right, give those to God tonight. Husband, wife not acting right, let's give your spouse to God tonight. Hallelujah. Friends, even those that are against you, give them to God tonight and watch them work on your behalf. Paycheck to paycheck, let's pray for increase. Give it to God. And what I do know for a fact, that something happens when you call on the name of Jesus. Something will happen if you just call on the name of Jesus. So if you need something to happen in your life tonight, call on Jesus and watch something happen. You feeling lonely? Call on Jesus and watch something happen. You bored in these houses that we've been quarantined to? Sick of being, feeling like you're having cabin fever? Call on Jesus. There's light at the end of the tunnel. I tell you, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And I thank God. I thank God on tonight for what he's doing in my life personally. I have a testimony that's so huge, and I'm going to share it with you one day. But I thank God because he did it. Only he did it. Hallelujah. Only God. When you can say but God, this is a but God. Hallelujah. A but God moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank you because there are some things I could have lost my mind for, but I tell you, God is good. God is good all the time. And I tell you, purpose. Sometimes I used to wonder, what am I here for? What was I placed on this earth to do? But I know now I am here to serve God. And I'm going to do it all with everything that I have. I'm going to serve him. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for yet another opportunity to come forth and just to worship you. My worship is for real. Hallelujah. My worship is truly, truly for real. And God, I just thank you. I love you. If there's anyone else that would like to say anything, press 1. I'll recognize you. If not, we're going to end on tonight. And I'm going to ask my brother, Bishop Boswell, to close us out on tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bishop Boswell, can you close us out on tonight?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can.
Thank you.
Hello?
I appreciate you. Yeah, your line is open.
Oh, dear Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, God, for your word that came forth with simplicity, God. God, I especially thank you for Pastor and Lady Flint, God, how they are relentless, God, in serving you. They won't take down, God, and I bless you for it. I thank you for every caller that called in tonight with testimony, God, declaring your glory, God. I ask that you touch each and every one of them, every pastor all over this great country, God. God, we even pray tonight for our president, God, that God, you will show him, God, what your plan is and that he will execute what your plan is. We thank you for those that are in need tonight, God. I ask that you encourage their heart tonight, God. Don't allow them to get up and give up in the name of Jesus. Now, as we prepare to close out tonight, dismiss us from this service, God, but not from your presence, God. Allow us to continue to walk together. Touch my nephew, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, young Flint, I touch his body, God. Anybody that have a family member that's going through right now, we lift him up before Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus come up against every sickness. And we thank you tonight. We praise you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, folks, we love you more than we can express. We love you, we love you, we love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it until next Thursday. Hope to see you all. Well, hope to hear your voices on next Thursday. Have a great week. Let's talk and let's spend more time with God on this week. We have a lot to worship him for, a lot to be thankful for. Let's show him how important he is in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have an awesome, 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 awesome week in the Lord. Have a good night.